Welcome to Ask the Educator, a podcast brought to you by Healthmark Industries. Are you a sterile processing technician or manager? Maybe you work in infection prevention or biomedical engineering. Whether you're a frontline tech, endoscopy tech, OR nurse, or surgical services administrator, you undoubtedly have influence in medical device processing at your facility. In each episode, we speak with experts from the Healthmark Clinical Affairs team, industry leaders, or special guests from the trenches to answer your questions and bring you relevant industry information, equipping you for excellence in medical device processing. My name is Kevin Anderson, and I will be your host. Now let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Ask the Educator podcast. This is your host, Kevin Anderson, and joining me as usual, Adam Okada. Today in this episode, we have a special guest. Her name is Arlene Bush. I'm sure some of you out there are familiar with her. I know she's active out there on LinkedIn and whatnot. And we're going to get into our interview with her right now because she is going to shortly be in the running here for the board of directors at HSPA. And we'd just like to take an opportunity to introduce people to her who may not already know her. So, Arlene, welcome to the show. If you don't mind, just kind of give the listeners a little bit of background, you know, who you are, what's your experience, and anything else that you want to share.
Well, first of all, Adam and Kevin, thank you all so much for this opportunity to come down here and share with y'all a little bit about myself. My name's Arlene Bush. I have a CRCST, a CER, CIS, CHL. I am also an SME. I carry a certification through the World Health Organization, which is a DSMB, and I also have a VA certification, which is a CRSMT, or I'm sorry, CRMST. I have over 20 years of experience in the sterile processing field. I'm a mother of two wonderful boys, Jaden and Kavika. I currently serve as a supervisor for the sterile processing service at the Department of Veteran Affairs for the Lee County VA Clinic in Cape Coral, Florida. But for many years, I've had the pleasure of being the communications director for the HSPA Fire Chapter. Some of you may have seen me on different podcasts or social media platforms. I'm pretty active out there on that. But most of all, I think people know me as a trusted colleague who's always willing to share my knowledge with others.
We should mention also, Arlene is one of the candidates for president on the board of directors, along with Jan Prudent. Excellent candidates we have this year. And so, Arlene, what's an issue that you think is important to the average HSPA member? So, I mean, I'm a member myself, and of course, it's important to know that the board is looking out for us as members. How can the board help the average member of HSPA?
Well, I think required certification will and always is been a hot topic for our membership. You know, what will be the next state that passes litigation? What does that look like for our members? It's really exciting times we're in, honestly, in the sterile processing industry, when we kind of have crossed that threshold where we're now being looked at as a profession. HSPA plays a big role in that as far as promoting chapters, promoting our profession, certifications, and really kind of carrying us into that threshold where we are looked at as a profession.
One of the things that Adam mentioned about you being active on the board already, you know, help us understand, those of us who have maybe not, you know, been as active in HSPA or the chapters or whatever. Obviously, Adam and I are both members, but maybe not everyone out there listening is, or maybe they're thinking about, you know, is this the right thing for me? Should I, you know, consider pursuing something like that, you know, being a board member? So one of those things, you know, when you consider that is, you know, what is your role? How can you positively impact the industry as a board member? What does that look like?
Board members are elected. Our board of directors for HSPA is responsible for positioning the association to best serve the members while maintaining the association's focus on our vision. The board establishes policies, directs association activities, and oversees the finances and chapter activities, which positively impacts our industry as a whole.
There's so much that the board does. It's really kind of impressive when you think about all the different ways that the board kind of impacts the industry in general. I mean, of course, chapters and supporting those. And of course, you're part of the fire chapter. I have a chapter as well in Central California. It's really great to have those kinds of resources chapter to chapter. if I was a voting member and I'm out there listening, I'm one of the HSPA membership that is going to be able to cast their vote for president. What would you want to say to them? Why should they cast their vote for Arlene Bush from the president of HSPA?
I think it might be my diverse leadership background, my knowledge base, my real life experience in sterile processing. I like to keep an open mind and remembering always to be a servant leader for our membership and our industry partners, because our industry partners are really a huge part of our industry. We need to be able to have those working relationships. But also, I've served as an HSPA board member from 21 to 23. I was the nomination chair in 2020. I sat on the nomination committee in 2019. I've sat in a number of subject matter expert groups from 2017 to 21. I've also participated in the conference planning committee for 2024 for our up and coming conference in Vegas. Volunteered at a plethora of conferences. Previously, we did volunteer events at our conferences where we volunteered at food banks in our conference city to give back. I always thought that was a really great opportunity to give back to the city where our conference was at. You know, just with being so active with the association has really opened doors past the association to AAMI for me, where I sit on AAMI Work Group 40 for steam sterilization and hospital practices, as well as AAMI Work Group 33 for steam sterilization and dental practices. I can't stress enough, this is truly a labor of love for me, which is why I'm asking you to vote for me.
Arlene, you have clearly a lot of opportunities that have come your way via HSPA activity and just being active in your career. What would you say is your most proud moment in terms of your career?
My motivation is our membership and making sure that there's transparency in our membership and that everybody feels like they're being heard. But yeah, I can't stress enough how just making sure that our membership is taken care of, because it is our greatest asset for HSPA as a whole is our membership. It kind of starts with us and ends with us, right? So it's our membership that really drives a lot of our vision points.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to find ways like, being on the board or as a president to lead the group and to serve the group and to push the industry forward. So Arlene, again, I thank you for your time and your willingness to be on the podcast, sharing a little bit about yourself. I wish you all the best in the election and also just, in the rest of your career serving through HSPA or AAMI working groups or whatever else lies in store for you in the future. We really appreciate your time and good luck.
Thank you both so much. I really enjoyed this, and we'll look forward to the election. It's going to be a good one.
Excellent. All opinions expressed on this show are those of the presenters. Before using any medical device, it is important to review the device manufacturer's instructions for use.